We learn Leilinishmas Hindelbas El Yakim HaKohen, David Menachemunish, and Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio. We begin the fourth parak of Shvius. We have been discussing the halachos about removing rocks, and where it gives the appearance that we're preparing the field for planting. Now we're going to deal with the halach of removing sticks and grass from a field during the Shemitah year for use of animal food or for firewood. Says the mission, Barushona hayu omrim malakeit adam eitzim va'avanim va'asavim mitoch shelo kiderech shehu malakeit mitoch shel chavero. Originally, the Chachamim allowed a person to collect wood and grass from his field, the same way he's allowed to collect wood and grass from his friend's field. Now, we know, we've mentioned before, that when it comes to rocks as well, I'm permitted to remove the rocks, are permitted, and in this case, the wood, the sticks, and the grass from my friend's field. That's certainly okay, because I know everybody knows that I have no interest in planting and preparing my friend's field during Shemitah for planting. So obviously, my goal is to use the wood, and that should be my intention, of course. So the Mishnah here says that originally the Chachamim allowed a person during the Shemitah year to do that for his own field, the same way he could do it for his friend's field. Mishnah happens to write the word avanim, stones. The Rishonim, some Rishonim say it doesn't belong in this Mishnah because we know the laws of stones are different, as we've mentioned in this previously in the previous Mishnahs. So we're going to assume, like the Rishonim, that that say we should not have the word avanim in our Mishnah. So this is what used to be the case, and the Mishnah then says, es hagas qualifies, es hagas hagas, the larger sticks. What does it mean, the larger sticks? So whether Chachamim allowed a person to gather sticks from his and grass from his field during the Shemitah year, and anywhere in his particular field, the same way he's allowed to collect from his friend's field, this was only the larger sticks. Smaller sticks he had to leave, because if he would gather all of the sticks and all and the grass, then it would look like he's preparing his field for planting. So hagas hagas, not dak dak, but gas gas, only the larger ones, and that would be what we would allow. Once again, the same way he would be permitted to do some of his friend field. Now, from his friend field, he can even collect the smaller sticks. But that's because we don't assume he's preparing his friend's field for planting. From his own field, only the larger sticks and grass. Misha Rabu over Avera. But when people began to transgress, and what were they doing? They were collecting. Became people who now were abusing the halacha, and they were collecting even the larger, even the smaller sticks rather, and clearing their entire field. Now, and it looks like they're preparing it for planting. So now the Mishnah says, Misha hiskinu shei zemelakim mitoch shel zeh vezemelakim mitoch shel zeh. So the Mishnah says, now you're not permitted at all to collect even large sticks from your field, because it looks like you're preparing it for planting, and that we didn't allow that takana anymore. Now, but I am allowed to do it for my friend, and my friend can do it for me. Now, but says the Mishnah, qualifying that statement, shelo betova, without benefit, without being done as a favor, which means the Mishnah says, yes, I'm allowed to collect sticks from my friend's field, smaller sticks, larger sticks, that's fine, not from my field, but it cannot be done as an exchange. It can't be done where someone's going to compensate the other. It can't be done, well, I'll to clear your field if you clear my field. So that, and not only that, shelo betova means that the person cannot even express his thanks for his gratitude for the other person, an outward expression of gratitude for the other person for collecting from his field. And goes without saying, if you can't say thank you to your friend for clearing out the field, then you certainly cannot stipulate at all that you're going to offer him food. So that is that's the halacha of the Mishnah, and that became the new revised halacha. In fact, Yerushalmi says there's an extra revision. After this, people were collecting from other people's fields, and they were having this type of exchange. So therefore, they even says you're not allowed to collect from anyone's field, only from areas that are hefker. Now, we don't mean, obviously, the fields, what's in the fields are hefker. We're not talking about that during the Shemitah year. We're talking about areas that are always hefker. Sticks and stones you can remove from a hefker area, but not from anyone's private field anymore. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah happens not to mention this last revision, but it is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. Halacha l'maaseh, many things to keep in mind. During the Shemitah, you're not permitted to gather sticks or pull weeds or grass from for a person's own field or an area that's a garden. And that's true even if you have no intention to clear the area to plant. You even if you're planning to use them for firewood. It's not allowed to feed to your animal. Not allowed because of Maris Ayin. And this is not allowed even if you're leaving over the smaller sticks based on the revision of this takana. But from your neighbor's field, it's allowed. Not a problem, even smaller sticks, as long as you're planning to use it for something. But your neighbor is not allowed to, as we said, to show any tova, any favor, any outward expression of thanksgiving. Nor can the person who did this make any comment about, like, oh, by the way, I did you a favor by clearing out your field. That's also not allowed. We are now in Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. Sadeh Shenis Kavtza. I have a field that was cleared out of thorns. Tizara b'motzei shvius can be planted in the eighth year, which is motzei shvius, the year that follows the shvit year. What does that mean? So we're going to see cases where the chachamim, based on the fact that people violated their law, the chachamim made a takana, made a penalty rather, a knas, that you're not permitted to plant in your field in the eighth year. They would watch you to make sure you need to leave your land lie fallow during the eighth year because of what you violated in the seventh year. So the Mishnah is going to list some of those cases, but at the outset, the Mishnah says this was not one of those halachos. This was not one of those cases. A field that was cleared of thorns, there was no penalty that was imposed to leave it fallow during the eighth year, even though clearing thorns in the Shemitah year is an Issur D'Rabbanan. If a field was cleared, the Chachamim did not penalize the person, and he's permitted to plant in the eighth year. Now, what thorns are we talking about? Like these weeds. So they were actually thorns, according to the Rishonim, were not thorns that were attached to the ground, but already detached from the ground. They were all over the field. So removing them is like removing sticks or stones from the field, which is Asur D'Rabbanan as well, because it clears the field for planting. But nonetheless, we don't make a penalty for not planting in the eighth year. If these plants, which are thorns, were growing from the ground, or thorny plants were growing in the ground, and then you uprooted them, that would be more serious. Even though that's an Issur D'Rabbanan, during the Shemitah, it's a more serious one, and therefore, the Chachamim would have probably imposed this penalty for the eighth year. Now, why would we take this more seriously? Because although when it comes to Shemitah, removing these when they're detached from the ground during the Shemitah, you're still in Issur D'Rabbanan. Since in Hilchos Shabbos, this would be a more serious violation, obviously, because you're uprooting them from the ground. So therefore, during the Shemitah year, we take it a little bit more seriously. Fine. And that is the first halacha from in the Mishnah. Now, Mishnah continues, Shenitavya, Shenidaira, Loti Zarabamotishvius. But in these two cases, which we'll define in a moment, then the penalty was imposed and you're not allowed to plant. The Chachamim said you're not allowed to plant during the eighth year. What did you do wrong here? So this is a field that was plowed. Now, the Yushalmi explains that the person actually, what he did wrong here, he plowed his field during the Shemitah year twice, when everyone else plowed the field only once. What are we talking about? So the case actually based on the Yushalmi, based on the Gemara, is during a time when the authorities, the non-Jews, would actually kill anyone who didn't pay the tax on their fields, the agricultural tax. So, since we know that Pikuach Nefesh overrides even Isurei Doraisa, you're allowed to plow your field and work your field during the Shemitah year in order for Pikuach Nefesh to save your life. You had to pay a tax, you had to grow something and pay a certain percentage to the government or else they'd kill you. So, obviously, that would override Shemitah. But, so what does that do with our Mishnah? If you plowed it one time, that was enough, so the field could be planted. And now a person plowed it a second time, so therefore the Chachamim penalized him. That was Nitavya. What's Nidaira? That's where animals were from the Dior. We had that word before, which is where you put them in a corral, you put them in a pen. And if you remember, in the third parak and the fourth Mishnah, we explained that you're allowed to put the animals in a pen, in a corral, in a field, as long, and we're speaking about the manure, maybe this looks like you're fertilizing the field, and we said it's allowed as long as you take the manure and you put them into piles, as the Mishnah explained earlier in the third parak. The Mishnah is talking about a person who enclosed his animals in his field, put them in a pen during the Shemitah year, but he didn't get rid of the manure the way he was supposed to. He didn't pile them up. He kind of left it there, and it was fertilizing the ground because he violated this. The Chachamim therefore gave this penalty, and you're not allowed to plant in the eighth year. So there we have two cases where you're not allowed to plant in the eighth year. Nitaiva, where you planted a second time when the government was needed a tax, and you could have planted only one time to save your life, to plant and give them the tax they needed. Or Nidaira, where you pen the animals in, and you didn't dispose of the manure the way you should have. These are people who are lo tizarah b'motzei shviyas in the eighth year. Sadesh and Itaiva. So now, here the Mishnah is speaking about the following. Mishnah is saying, we're talking about, well, let's go back. In the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah was speaking about the field that you plowed. The Mishnah was speaking about a field that we plowed, and he illegally plowed a second time. That was the case when there was a government. Now the Mishnah is talking about what happens with the produce that grew during that seventh year, during the Shemitah year, because he plowed a second time. So if the plowing now caused, the trees to bear fruit, right, or vegetables, right, now were able to grow because of his plowing, so he didn't plant anything, but now the trees were able to bear fruit, or now it would stimulate wild vegetables to grow. So what happens to this person? What do we do with it? Now, we said this person can't plant in the eighth year, but we'd like to know what to do with these things that grew, with the fruit from the tree or the vegetables in the ground that grew in the seventh year because of his double plowing. So, Sadesh and Itaiva, Beishamai Omrim, Ein Ochlin Perosel Bashvias. Beishamai says, you're not allowed to eat the peros from during the Shvias year. So, actually, the Torah's Kodem learns this from a pasuk, from a Parshas Bahar, and which teaches us that you're only allowed to eat shmeat or produce which was during the Shemitah year, which is comes from a land that you didn't cultivate during the Shemitah year. But if you worked the land during the Shemitah year, so then it's a tiyah kultivu asol le'achol only from the area that you didn't plant is tiyah kultivu asol le'achol. But if you did cultivate the field, so anything that grows during the Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat. And since this produce grew on the land that was worked against halacha, because you plowed it a second time when you didn't need to, it's not allowed. It's not only us for the person who did so, no one's allowed to eat it. That is Beis Shammai's opinion. Again, Sadesh and Itaiva, you plowed it that second time, you violated what the Chachamim said. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Ochlin Peroseh Bashvius. Beis Hillel Omrim Ochlin. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to eat it. Beis Hillel understand that Shemitah produce, that's what the pasuk is saying, means like this. When I have Shemitah produce, that should come from a land that you didn't cultivate at all. And you're not allowed to work the land during the Shemitah year. But it doesn't mean that, you're not actually, if the produce comes, so it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat it. So all the pasuk is really telling us is that pasuk is saying like this, right? It's speaking about that there is a prohibition to work the land, but it's not telling you that if you work the land against halacha, that you're not allowed to eat the produce. And that is Beis Hillel's opinion. Not only that, since Shemitah produce is hefker, you can't make it usher to everybody, because that you're not allowed to prohibit it. If something does something usher, right, you can't assume if something's hefker, right, someone cannot make something usher. You're not allowed to forbid something just because someone did something that was not allowed if you don't own it. So it's hefker. You don't have the right based on your action to prohibit it to other people. Okay, fine. The Raivin holds that Beis Hillel will agree that the produce is actually usher de Rabbanon to the person who plowed that second time. The Mishnah continues, Beis Shammai's opinion, and says like this, Beis Shammai Omim, Ein Oakland Peru Shvius Betova. So, means like this. We know that things that grow during the Shemitah year have to be left for everybody. And a person is not allowed to block access to his field, let's say to his vineyard, locking the gate. He's not allowed to do that at all. And if we have Shemitah fruit that people are preventing the public from using, so there's Rishonim debate what the halacha is. Some say you're permitted to eat them. However, as other Rishonim say, it's for the fruit is actually forbidden. And the Mishnah here is going to discuss the following. Shamayomim, ein ochlin peru shviyas bitova. So, have Shemitah produce, and where does it come from? So you're not, coming from someone else's field, but the Mishnah is saying like this, you're not permitted to eat Shemitah produce from someone else's field. And express his thanks for it. So it means like this: I'm allowed to eat a tefkir. It belongs to anybody. It's ownerless. It's from someone else's field. But to express gratitude, that's not allowed. Ein Oakland peru shvius bitova. That's the halacha. And then uveisil omrim ochlin bitova shelo bitova. Beisilo disagrees, and Beisilo says no. He's not worried that thanking the owner, which is Beis Shammai's concern, is going to give the concern like this. A person says thank you. He expresses his gratitude for eating the fruit that's really hefker. It sounds like, I guess, it's not hefker, because why is he thanking him? So if it's hefker, then there's no need to thank. Beisilo says we're not worried that people are going to think that. You want to say thank you. Thank you. There's nothing wrong with that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chiluf Hadvar. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda held it was actually Beis Hillel who says you're not allowed to eat the Shemitah produce by saying thank you, and Beis Shammai allowed it. And Zumi Kuzomi Kule Beis Shammai Nechumi Beis Hillel. This, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, is one of the areas Beis Shammai is leaned, where Shammai allows you to say thank you, Beis Hillel is machmir and you're not. So, because we know Beis Shammai is generally more strict than Beis Hillel. Nonetheless, the halacha, based on the Rambam, is the opposite. That we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. We accept the version in the Mishnah that it was Beis Shammai that was strict that says you can't say thank you. Beis Hillel says you are allowed to say thank you. So, based on that, so there are many, based on this Mishnah, many halachas should be aware of. Number one, the Chachamim actually do give a knas to people who plow their field to fertilize them during the Shemitah year by preparing them for the next year, and they don't allow you to plant in the eighth year. But that penalty does not apply to people who remove stones or clean out the weeds. Something else, there are certain halachos regarding fruit trees. So when if person, let's say, does work in an area, in an orchard, in a grove, so some claim that the fruit is not allowed to be eaten. We mentioned that in the Mishnah, because after all, the fruit were able to grow during the Shemitah year because of work that was forbidden. And others say it's going to be permitted. So, we mentioned that as well. In addition to that, we spoke about access. So let's say you have, we know it's supposed, the fruit's supposed to be hefker. So let's say someone locks his gate. He blocks access to the fruit, so he violated a mitzvah saseh, where he's supposed to, it's supposed to be hefker and allowed for everybody else. And some say that if you did so, you know, it's not, you're not permitted to eat it, even if it was afterwards, or you opened up the gate afterwards, to leave it for everybody else. Others say no, that it's permitted. Lastly, a person who takes fruit or picks fruits from his friend's field, is allowed, based on the version of Beis Hillel, is allowed to verbally express gratitude, or maybe even give a repayment with another favor, which is the Tanakama's version of Beis Hillel's opinion against Rabbi Yehuda's position. Nevertheless, you can't pay him any money. As a sign of your appreciation, because it looks like you're purchasing it, and then it looks like it wasn't hefker, and that's going to be a problem. It reminds me of halichos ribbis. There's a question or not, when it comes to ribbis, someone gives me a loan, can I say thank you for the loan? So there's a debate you have amongst the contemporary poskim, and I remember here a shir from Avashur Weiss, who said he feels that you can say thank you. That's not considered ribbis. Why not? So his line was, my Torah is a friendly Torah. The Torah is a friendly Torah. We have the right to say thank you. Someone does us a favor, that would not be a problem of ribbis. And over here as well, according to Beis Hillel, it's not an issue saying gratitude, an expression of gratitude is not an issue of it looking like now the person didn't make his field hefker.